46 seconds left in the third period. Eskimos get an offensive zone faceoff. It'll be Brett Lobb to take this important faceoff for the Eskimos. And off the draw, he gets it to Cale Carter. Carter behind the net with the puck. The power play set up to Ben Sands on the left side. Over to Graham Johnson. Touch pass right side. Nolan Bink with a drive. He scores! Nolan Bink! The crowd goes wild! The Eskimos, with 35 seconds to play in the third period, have taken a 3-2 lead. Nolan Bink! On the power play, all kinds of traffic in front. Noble never saw it coming. And two goals at the end, and the Eskimos have taken a 3-2 lead. Now, still 35 seconds on the clock. That one comes at 16:24. Now the Emeralds coming back up ice. They will pull their goaltender in over the line. Skeens let it go wide of the net. It comes back to the side of the Eskimo net. It goes behind the net. Now it comes out in front. And Graham Johnson steals it and dumps it down the ice. That'll be an icing call. No, it doesn't go far enough for that. 14 seconds left in the third period. The puck at center ice, tipped over to the right left side of the ice. Here it's taken away. Graham Johnson scores! Graham Johnson with the empty netter. And the Eskimos come from behind to defeat the Manistic Emeralds 4-2. After the Emeralds, their goaltender had stoned the Eskimos. Two goals at the end, plus the empty netter. And Graham Johnson puts the icing on the cake. And the Eskimos win by a score of 4-2. Here tonight at the Wells Sports Complex. The time of that goal will be 16:52. Holy cow, what a game. And we get to do it again next month over in the Emerald City. Off the faceoff, here's Ben Sands taking control of the puck in his own zone. 2 seconds, one, that's it! And the Eskimos, the Cardiac Kids, three tight wins in a row! And they'll mob the goaltender, Cully Hayes, and the Eskimos win 4-2. Man, oh man. 39-23, the shots on goal.